Comic Aesthetic for Wednesday, August 23rd, 2006. I'm Aaron Smith, the art guy, and there was an unfortunate accident with the spray paint. Yesterday I started editing my 100th podcast. It's not done yet, but I'm happy with what I have so far, and I think you'll be too when you hear it. I have noticed something, though. Almost all of my previous podcasts were made by simply talking into a mic, throwing in some background music, and uploading the MP3. Most of my writing was done while editing the script, with the exception of the occasional moment where I read the same line twice. Oh, once. But my 100th episode is different. I have lots of clips to play, including the ones that were provided by listeners like you. Thanks, by the way, and if you want to send more in, I'm happy to receive them. I'm still accepting them. Now, I have to drag audio files back and forth, adjust music volumes, readjust music volumes, wonder why those last 5 clips I imported deleted themselves, and, of course, the best part, spend 5 minutes importing a 45-minute recording because I wanted to use the first 60 seconds of it. Oh, that was great. In short, this isn't easy. If I had to do this on a regular basis, you would not be getting 3 podcasts a week from me, especially now that school started again. Hey, you in the back, stop applauding at that. Anyway, I suppose there's a lesson to be learned here. Just because you can do a lot of nifty things with a program doesn't mean you need to. For example, yes, PowerPoint offers enough transitions for you to use a different one in every single one of your slides, but will that really help your presentation? Well, only if you're doing a presentation on how many transitions you can put in a PowerPoint. Actually, I've seen one of those and it wasn't bad. But I digress again. When you're working on audio, video, PowerPoint, or even a Microsoft Word document, it helps to find or create a template in the beginning and just use it over and over again. When you're giving information to your students, you should not be spending half an hour finding just the right animated clip art for your PowerPoint on Indonesia when you only spent 5 minutes typing up your bullet points. And really, that dancing baby just isn't cool anymore. Well, that's my show for today. If you have any questions, comments, or criticisms, please feel free to email me at theartguy@gmail.com, or better yet, go to my website at academicaesthetic.com and leave a comment in the show notes, or click on the link and leave me an audio comment. So until next time, stay subscribed, and fare thee well.